And now this is a dictation for Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, Irving, I-R-V as in Victor, I-N. August 21st, 40. Address as a letter to Dr. Michael McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow up for Mr. Irving. Comes accompanied with family member, last visit in January, has advanced renal failure, hypertension, CHF, upper respiratory symptoms, has been given augmenting, uses oxygen nasal prone 2 liters at night, stable dyspnea, follows lung specialist Dr. Varghese, V as in Victor, A-R-G-H-E-S-E, has not tolerated some of the bronchodilator, the Wixela, W-I-X-E-L-A, no changes in weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no gross cloudiness, stable edema, no open source, mobility restricted, no syncope, no falling episode, no pruritus, no headaches, hard of hearing, normal speech. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I will highlight Norvasc, Metoprolol, nitrates, sodium bicarbonate. He has tried Claritin, Zyrtec, not working much. He's going to try Allegra without the decongestion. On medications for prostate, diabetes, insulin, chronic angina, bronchodilators, albuterol, and immunomodulator leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E. Next paragraph, weight 260, blood pressure 150 over 80 on the left side, oxygenation room air 93%, COPD abnormalities, few RALs on the left base, otherwise distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, about 2-3 plus edema below the knees, decreased hearing, normal speech, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, April, creatinine 2.4, if anything improved comparing to 2 years ago. Normal sodium, potassium upper sight of 5.1, mild metabolic acidosis of 20, a normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, GFR 24, stage 4, anemia 12.1, a low platelet chronic 134. Next paragraph is not to have normal size kidneys without obstruction. There is bilateral renal cyst. There is no documented urinary retention. Next paragraph has a prior echocardiogram from October 2022, normal ejection fraction, some diastolic dysfunction, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, There is also a prior CT scan of the chest, high resolution, no contrast, October 22, interstitial markers, some ground glass nodules, centrilobular, evidence of emphysema, some interstitial lung disease with fibrosis, with reticular opacities, without honeycombing, no gross enlargement of lymph nodes, calcification of coronary arteries, no dilatation of pulmonary artery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, clinically stable the last couple of years, no progression, no symptoms, there is no indication for dialysis, monitor over time, no uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, hypertension, monitor at home, continue present regimen, presently not ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Next number, diastolic congestive heart failure, clinically stable. Next number, metabolic acidosis on bicarbonate replacement. Next number, high potassium, monitor over time. Next number, there has been no need for phosphorus binders, nutrition normal. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia without active bleeding is mild. Next number, history of rheumatoid arthritis, some lung abnormalities probably compatible with that, as well as some degree of emphysema. He's going to discuss with lung specialist as he has not tolerated the powder inhaler. Albuterol is not an issue. He's going to try Allegra without ED. He might consider nasal around cap, COP, CUP, cap around the nose might provide less irritation, nasal congestion. I wonder also if some medications might be also causing nasal stuffiness. Also discuss at length with the patient and family members. End of dictation.